Hey everyone, Tom and Bunny here, and I know we're getting ready to watch our next video, and if you find this video useful, or some of the videos in the past, please do us a favor by booking your travel through us at tomstrips.com, or give us a call at 1-800-285-0853, and I can answer any questions and get you booked on your next lifestyle vacation.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny from tomandbunny.com. And today we're talking part two about our recent trip to Hedonism Resort in Jamaica with Tom's Trips, your leader in adult lifestyle travel. Got all that out.
You did. That was very good.
Thank you.
So this is our week number two. So we were just there. We were literally in Jamaica from February 18th through March. No.
March 13th.
Yeah. 21 days. I'm way off.
Yeah. I think it was February 22nd.
22nd to
March 13th. Oh, wait. Let me put up the Tom's Trips.
Right there.
There we go. Go to that website and call that number to book Tom's Trips.
So,
and if you're listening to this on podcast, you might want to jump over to our YouTube channel. Just search Tom and Bunny, just as it says right here, no spaces. And you can watch our videos because sometimes we do corny, stupid stuff and we make stupid faces at each other like that.
Sometimes.
All the time. All right, go back. Okay, I got Tom.
So fun. One of the funniest things I've heard before is everybody's like, oh my God, I don't realize you. I think it's funny when you roll your eyes and I'm like, I didn't realize I did it so much.
You do.
Oops.
I do. I just don't say anything. I let the audience say it.
I just seen a meme today, and it, hold on.
Oh my God, you're killing it because I'm podcast.
Hold on.
Dead
No, I got to give you this meme because
death.
This is so me.
This is so, and, oh, you took a picture
of
it?
Yeah, it does. Do you ever just forget to hide your expressions for a minute, and then you're like, whoa, I didn't mean to say that face out loud?
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
That's our boss.
That is our boss. That's why I can't take phone calls or anything.
All right, so we just finished up the last video. We were talking about nonsense about pool games.
Yeah, so that was for old fat guys with hot chicks. Then come week two is our annual Mizuno swimsuit, which is Tom's Trip's staple event of the year.
It's our flagship event. Mm-hmm. It's been going. This was our 24th annual. Now, me and Bunny have only been with Tom's Trips for 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. And so, no, we don't own the company.
But this was our 13th trip with Tom's Trips.
Yes, we've been traveling with them for 12 years, 13 mm-hmm. years. So,
yeah. So no, for us, and one of the things that you'll find if you haven't already gone to Hedonism or traveled with a group, one of the things that you'll find is people tend to go back at the same time every year because they've met friends or they've made connections and they always want to go back at the same time so they can continue to grow those friendships and make new people.
Yes.
Case in point, one of last year's contestants, she came in third. They just recently got married this summer, and a big group from the corral went to her wedding or their wedding.
Yeah.
And they've all become such good friends. Now they go to the corral a lot. So now they continue to go back and forth between New York and Pennsylvania. Yes, I talk with my hands. But, I mean, that's just a big case in point.
I keep seeing hands fly by my face.
And yes, I've hit him in the face before.
She has. Because I kind of lean forward.
Yeah. You can't do that
with me talking. I slouch. Look, my shirt's all...
I try to go like this.
I need
this.
My shirt to look like
this.
Yours. I need to be able to do that stuff.
You don't want... You can't have that kind of an impact. I know. So anyways, yes, no. So for us, Mizuno Swimsuit is a fantastic time because we get to see all kinds of friends that we only see once a year.
Now, in the past, we used to have a lot of staff at Mizuno Swimsuit. And last year, we didn't have as much staff. So mm-hmm. we all... The staff that we had worked our butts off from 8 in the morning until midnight, 1 in the morning,
yeah.
every single day. And when I say work our butts off, it's just we're not working it solid, but we can't get drunk.
No.
and be at another event and be coherent. So it is working. Mm-hmm. This time we actually had an extra entertainment couple.
Yep.
We also had another host couple. And that host couple, I mean, the entertainers, we had Mark Mays.
Yes.
And Terry, his wife.
Yes.
And then we had
Beth and Kyle.
I didn't know if we could say their name, but I guess we can. But we did. And it was great because Mark sings, plays guitar. He has a foot drum set, so he's a one-man band. But he also has a band in Michigan, mm-hmm. and he does solo stuff there too. Kyle plays saxophone, and he sings. Oh my God, Mark and Kyle are both phenomenal singers. And then Beth is just so adorably cute, and she helps with me and Bunny as a host couple when it's just the four of us.
Now, one of the cool things though this year is Tom actually had two other women help him. We do at this particular event, because it's our Mizno swimsuit, we do a lot of photos. Tom is a photographer. No, he's not a professional. He just knows how to use a camera.
In automatic mode. And I know how to do lighting.
Yes.
I mean, look at our lights here.
So what he would do is he had
Beth and Jenny.
And Jenny. They were his lighting girls.
So previous years, we never wanted to interrupt the show for the people, but we also gained zero promotion out of it. So the photos in the past, I mean, while good, weren't as good as I thought they could be, because when they're on the stage, it's really dark. Yeah. And dark creates a very grainy photo, and it doesn't look as appealing. So after some discussions, I was able to have Beth and Jenny, whenever our person that we want to take a picture of would come out, we would be front stage. And the second they would come out, they would turn on the LED lights. I would shoot a few pictures. They would turn off the LED lights, and we would all walk away.
Yeah, it worked out
perfect. That way we didn't block the audience.
No, and it worked out absolutely perfect.
And we're going to be posting on noswimsuit.com. Just give me a couple weeks, and we'll be posting a lot of the pictures on there because we actually have good pictures this year.
I couldn't do it for Tom because I have an attention span about this big, and I'd be holding the light, and I'd be like, squirrel!
Yes, she would. She would. But also, Bunny gets called away. And
I do, yeah.
So
we're always within sight of each other, but we're always doing something different at that event.
Exactly. So I do the photography, and I'm a liaison between Tom's trips and a lot of the clubs, the mm-hmm. managers or owners.
Correct.
So that way we can hopefully fulfill their needs while we're at Jamaica.
Right. And hopefully in the next several months we'll be able to get our needs fulfilled. after surgery again.
Well, we're waiting on that. Like the doctor said before, there's no way they can deny it because it's in my body, but they already did a first denial, which they denied Bunny on an MRI. So the doctor wrote a 2-page mm-hmm. letter on the medical necessity of me having the surgery. And they have 30 days to review, and they're going to wait for every mm-hmm. inch of the 30 days. Mm-hmm. So we're not very hopeful right this second as far as insurance goes.
And, you know, I want to reiterate to that because, you know, not only, you know, are we travel agents within the pineapple world, but we are pineapple people too.
Yes.
But we're not the type that play separately. We only do it together. So therefore, if Tom is broken, I'm broken too.
Right.
And
if you're broken, I'm broken.
And I did have to explain that to a friend this last time who approached us. And I'm like, you do understand that we're broken. And he's like,
you're
not.
Tom is broken, but you're not.
And I'm like, yeah, I am.
We've been married 38 years, been together 39 years. You don't stay together this long without respecting each other mm-hmm. and feeling like when a part of each other, when one is going through something, the other unfortunately,
yes,
goes through it too.
And you know, everybody's life is different. Everybody is in the pineapple world differently. This is just how we do it and what works for us.
And I could tell Bunny, let's do this, and she'd probably say no.
Right, exactly.
Just because she doesn't feel comfortable.
Mm-mm. Nope, and if you're not feeling comfortable, you're not going to have a good time.
Right.
But so that being said, let me tell you, you know, one of the things, I keep forgetting to write everything down, but the next time we go, I'm going to write down all the crazy things that you hear while you're there.
Right.
But the one that I do specifically remember is I had a guest approach me in the pool, and he had a cowboy hat on, always wore a cowboy hat. And he says to me, have you ever rode a bucking bronco? I'm like, what?
Have you ever rode in a rodeo or anything?
Yeah, or something like that. And I'm like, what? Why would you even ask me that? And he goes, well, have you ever rode in a rodeo? And I'm like, no. And he goes, would you like to? And I'm like, why? And he goes, because I come out of shoot one. And I go, well, that's good, because I don't like out of shoot two.
All right, guys, you know where she stands on that.
But let me tell you, it's just fun things like that. You know, the things that make things memorable and you have a good time with.
Right.
You know, just because you're in the pineapple world doesn't mean that you have to.
Well, there are people that fixate on having to do something with someone else every single night. And you know what? More power to them. We know couples that have been together as long as us that live that way. And we also know couples who didn't make it past a couple years because the other didn't feel that the one loved them as much as the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we never put our feelings on the back burner. We are always the forefront.
And the pineapple world has changed dramatically since we entered it many, many years ago. I'm just going to leave it at that. But so
I already said we're married 38 years.
I know. But so just the fact that just because you're there at Hedo doesn't mean that you're going to play with everybody.
Well, or we're anybody. Not even talking about that.
No, I'm just
saying.
We're
talking about, I know, let's not go negative.
I'm just making connections.
Because that's kind of a negative.
Okay.
It was Harry's birthday.
It was Harry's birthday. We've seen a lot of naked people.
We did. And one of the things we always hear, and we're not going to bring up any stories, is Bunny hears all the time, I know Harry.
Yes.
And we always wanted to do a video called I Know Harry because we have 100 stories of different scenarios of why they know Harry when they're talking to Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny actually asked Harry if we could have permission to do that video. And Harry said,
absolutely.
And then I got to thinking, would that come across as us talking smack about anyone? So,
but you know, the thing is, Harry, and for those of you that don't know, is Harry is the owner of Hedonism.
Right.
And he is the nicest guy, and he's very, very friendly. So, of course.
He's kind of shy, though.
He is kind of shy.
Yeah.
He is kind of shy.
He doesn't mind people approaching him,
but he won't.
He doesn't really approach too many people.
No. But that being said, everybody knows Harry.
Everybody knows Harry. Yeah. I know Harry.
Yeah.
Do you know Harry?
I know Harry.
Yeah.
You even got a business card.
I did. His business cards are poker chips.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have never kissed Harry. But I know Harry. So my I know Harry goes less than Bunny's I know Harry, but Bunny's I know Harry goes less than a few other girls that know
Harry. Oh, yeah.
Harry.
Oh, yeah. Way less.
So we just thought that would be kind of fun to do. Maybe when we're no longer travel agents.
But no, it.
But if we did tell stories, it would all be in fun.
Oh, absolutely. There's
like a comedian.
Right. Right, but we're not funny.
We're not funny.
But no, if you go there, Harry is usually He's there a lot.
He bought the place as his own personal private playground, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. His brother and sister-in-law run the place, and he has all the staff. And the last person you want to go up to give advice on how to run Hedo is Harry. Go to his people. Let him have a drink in his hand.
Actually, he did tell us a funny story that he was wearing a sandals hat. And he was at the Teppanyaki. He was wearing a sandals hat. And there's a guest sitting next to him. And he was doing all this complaining and everything about the food. And then he says to Harry, he goes, "Well, who are you?" And he goes, "My name is Harry." And he goes, "And what do you do?" And he goes, "I'm the owner of this place."
But he didn't take it offensively.
No, he didn't.
He actually took that as real, honest, constructive criticism, because the guy didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was telling us that they were going to be updating the rooms that caught on fire.
Yep.
And those go down. There's the first 20 rooms are going to be...
And they're going to take 5.5 months, or it's going to take 2 years.
And I said, "Can I put in a request?" And he's like, "You want a request for what?" And I'm like, "To change the curtains."
From green to green. Anything else?
To anything else. He goes, "You don't like my green curtains?" Nope.
No, because they were there before he started. Or were they orange? I think they were burnt orange. Yeah. Now they're 70s green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Avocado green.
Yeah, definitely.
I had cars that were that color green. Right. I don't want to date myself. But they were muscle cars.
But I mean, you know, and when he's there, you don't... He's there to have fun.
He's there not to party. There to...
He doesn't want to talk business.
No. No. So we just thought we'd wish Harry again happy birthday. We told you happy birthday while we were there. Happy birthday. Across our channel.
Yeah, and he didn't even know we did videos.
Right.
Yeah, so see? Not everybody knows.
Yeah, because we don't go running around saying we have a YouTube channel. Mm-mm. Either you find us or you don't.
Exactly. And the most important person there didn't find us.
But his sister-in-law watches our videos.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes,
hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. Richard.
Richard. But Richard is Bunny's dessert buddy.
Yes, we get to talk about desserts because they have a brand new pastry chef, and it's amazing. And yeah.
She straight up says, "Be careful, you'll get fat."
I would just as soon miss dinner.
Yeah.
Go to the desserts.
Yeah.
But no, we had an amazing time, and going back to Ms. Oh, Swimsuit.
Well, since we're talking about that, Harrison, the Teppanyaki bar, is enclosed. And we heard complaints before we went there that it was warm in there and stuff like that, and the air couldn't keep up. When we were in there, we were freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing in a bad way, in a very good way that we were expecting... It to feel like 90 in there, and it actually felt like 72.
It used to feel like it was 120.
Outside. It was outside. It was 120 degrees.
So, yeah, it was actually a very nice, enjoyable day.
And they
got
a big, long sushi bar now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you can sit up there and order your sushi. You can get a salad up there. So it was very, very nice improvement.
Now, me and Bunny are going through dental work,
mm-hmm.
and... Twice. I got a front crown.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I'm going to bring it up because we don't give two craps. But twice my crown came off.
Yeah.
One, yes. The first time it was at the Teppanyaki.
Uh-huh.
And I took a bite of shrimp or something, and I could feel it dangling, and thank God I didn't swallow it.
No.
And then we got that glued on, and then a few days later,
it came off.
Came off again. I got a dentist appointment this Tuesday. We're gonna see what we can do. The crown needs to be replaced, anyways. Mm-hmm. It's starting to get a hole in the back from the. I mean, how long have I had this thing?
Oh, years.
Years.
But you know, it's pretty funny because we do have a dentist that travels with us.
So
we were sitting at dinner, and I'm like,
I need you in our room now. Our boss is like, "What?" I'm like, no, I need your services.
So when we came back, she's like, you carry dental supplies with you? She's like, well, yeah, of course I would.
But we had a little thing that we brought just in case, because I just got a new bridge.
Yeah.
And I was concerned that the new bridge might have an issue. So we wanted to be prepared. We bought the glue. We didn't know there was only enough glue in that little bottle to do half of the crown.
It says that it's good for 10.
Bull crap. I squeezed every drop out of there. And
just so you know, it's called Recap It. And it's actually good to have in your luggage if you have any crowns.
Well, yeah. We're going to do a video on things you definitely should take, because we never really thought about crowns falling out, except for when I just got the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we never thought about prescription glasses, bringing an extra pair if you're going to be there for 7, 12, 14 days. That's a long time to go without glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So we both brought extra glasses.
And I always carry extra readers.
I never figure out my lens.
I always carry extra readers to leave up at the desk in case somebody says, oh, I can't really read that. And I'm like, here. Yeah. Here you go.
So now on no swimsuit.
Yeah.
I just went off base a little with the teppanyaki, then it went into my crown.
Right. So our no swimsuit, though, we had 8 amazing ladies.
They all did a great job.
They did a phenomenal job.
They all worked well together, and we were very excited to be part of their journey.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it was really great because they have to do certain different little contests to win your vote. Because if you travel with us, then you get to vote on who's going to be the winner. So it, for me, the biggest thing is to watch when they first come in, how shy they are. They're like, oh, I don't even know if I can do this. And even some of their husbands are like that, too. At the end of the week, they've got this confidence that just amazes me every time. And the one thing that I always look forward to is talent show, because you never know what people are going to pull off. Every one of them was amazing.
Oh, they did a great job.
They did so good.
Yep. I've already edited all the videos. We're figuring out one, because we have people sign photo releases, and we told all the girls in the beginning that if they have anyone up on stage with them or using them as props, they had to make sure they had the green wristband and a photo release was signed. And one of the contestants invited all the guys up to the stage, and all I see is faces, and I can't see wrist. And
it was later in the week,
If I just did a black rectangle just covering the heads down, it blocked half of the video, and she was on a pole, so it would have blocked half of it. So we're still trying to figure out. Me and Bunny do videos. We don't do videos with other people, so I never learned how to blur faces. So when the face turns away, the blur goes away. But when it goes towards the camera, it automatically blurs it. But I got to do that with 20 dudes. I got to figure out how to do that and not blur her face.
Right.
So it's just something that might take me a little longer.
Yeah, something you definitely have to research and learn.
Or maybe I know somebody that can take that video and do it for me.
Mm-hmm. There
so
you go.
We'll figure it out, but we do plan on uploading all those videos to our YouTube, so that way you can look at each of the contestants' videos, maybe minus one. We'll see.
But we had dancing, we had singing, we had group dancing, should we say? And then we had one where she draws and makes custom hats.
Yeah, so her husband came out and gave the winner of the best dressed one of her hats that she had already practiced on.
Yeah. So it was really, really, it's very cool.
That was Tiffany, right?
Yes,
that was Tiffany.
So it's very cool.
From On the Border, and they're out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And the one that I it didn't shock me, but I was really impressed by the way that she did it, was Kelly from Sapphire. Everybody does I Touch Myself. well, not everybody, but when they do it, they want to do it real sexy and everything like that. She had fun with the song.
Right.
And she made me appreciate the song because she was having fun with it. And it turned out really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and mm-hmm. she's cute.
She's very cute. They're all very cute.
I like
cute.
Her look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, you like the girl next door look.
I do like the girl next. And, you know, we were... I was taking pictures, and there was a girl from Vibe. Vibe is a hotel party out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we're now part of the Vibe Tribe.
We are.
We're part of the Vibe Tribe, because now we live here. And Megan, she was just an adorably cute girl, but she knew how to take cute pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be putting those on our social media real soon. Yeah. I'm still going through all the pictures right now. All the girls took great pictures, but Megan probably stood out as most outgoing as far as doing the poses. So
yeah. It's
almost like I would have thought she had a TikTok page or an Instagram page.
She was the one that you pulled out the camera and she knew what to do.
She knew what to do.
Yeah.
And then Lacey from Paradise Lakes Resort out of Tampa, Florida, just elegant, beautiful girl. And she took some amazing pictures. But as she was watching Megan, she started coming out of her shell and doing cute pictures. And when I say cute, I don't mean childish. I mean just really cool pictures.
Having fun with the camera.
Right.
Yeah. Not making love to the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun. Because you know what? You use these as marketing, and you want it to show that we're having fun.
And all the girls get copies of all these pictures, so that way they could show all their friends and everything. So we want to give them the best possible photo that we can. I know everyone has their camera phones and they were posting, but hopefully some of mine with my lighting might be something that they'd want to share.
Yeah.
Now, we went to the glow party on Tuesday. We went to take pictures of our contestants and put the camera away. We were there for an hour and a half taking pictures of our contestants, guests, friends, all kinds of people. But they had a backdrop we could use.
And that was one of the ones that I was a squirrel with. Because I kept trying to find people, and then I'd walk away, and Tom's like,
Where's my light going? Because I didn't have it on my camera because the lights I was using didn't have the hot shoe for the camera. So I had a handle that you could hold it with. And I had two tripods.
And here's Bunny walking away with the light.
Right.
But no, it's just such an amazing time. And we didn't go on the catamaran. We stayed back and got some work done. And then
we went on a pub crawl.
Not on Tuesday.
Oh, that got canceled.
It got canceled.
Yeah.
Because
it didn't get canceled for any nefarious reason. We just only had three people signed up, and it's a lot of expense. So we had a Thursday pub crawl. So the Tuesday one got canceled, and we asked anyone that was going on Tuesday to just move over to Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And so.
But everyone wanted to go on the catamaran.
Oh. The place,
hedonism, two catamarans packed.
Hedonism was dead.
Oh, yeah, but it was nice for us.
Well, while the catamarans were out, it was like quiet. But it gave us time because we had Mark and four of the contestants and all of their group on one. And then we had Kyle and four contestants and all of their groups on the other. And then any other guests that didn't come with one of the groups, they could pick what boat they wanted to go on.
And don't forget, whipped cream was a flying on both boats.
Whipped cream was a flying. And boy, let me tell you, I don't think anybody remembered sunblock.
No, they came back red.
They came back so red.
But if you have a foodie fetish, that was the boats to be on because they were eating whipped cream off of everything. Everything.
Everything. They probably even licked it off the pole.
Probably.
But from what everybody was telling me, it was the best catamaran they'd ever been on.
Well, I don't doubt it. You have eight contestants, beautiful contestants, and four on each boat, and they're everyone's a judge, yeah. and those contestants are vying for those votes from those people.
Mm-hmm. And I know Beth told me that she went around and gathered all of the girls and put them on the front of the boat so they could all dance, and then everybody else joined them.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a really good time. But like I said, we stayed behind, got some work done, and then we got to check out one of our newer DJs that...
Oh, yeah. Came on. Yeah, yes.
DJ Bad Boy.
What's his name?
Scott.
Scott. Yeah, he actually contacted us and wanted to try out, or wanted to see if we'd be interested in a DJ. And I said, well, our bosses are going to be at this event in October, and you're welcome to come. But if you email them, we get emails from 30 DJs a year or more. And while they might be great, we don't know just based off right. of an email. So I said, why don't you come talk to them in person? Maybe they'll put you up. For whatever reason, he didn't DJ in October.
No,
so he came back out for No Swimsuit, and they actually put him in the nude pool. DJ.
From 2 to 4, which is prime time.
The prime time. And he did a great job.
He did do a great job.
Now let's go back. Old Fat Guys brought their own entertainer.
Oh my gosh.
The Professor.
Woo! He's fun.
He's a college professor, so he's well spoken, mm-hmm. articulate. Mm-hmm. He sings karaoke. And when I heard him sing a couple years ago, I was really taken aback. This guy's good. So he's DJing the pool parties. He's helping with the pool games. He had never done this before. This is the first time. He'd seen it, but never done it. He's singing in the DJ booth, so people are actually thinking it's music. Then he comes out on the pool deck singing, and he did a great job playing music.
And he did flash dance.
where they dumped a bucket of water on him while he's on a chair. And he's not a small guy, so he's part of the Old Fat Guys.
But yeah, no, everybody did amazing.
Yes.
And Scott will be back with us, I believe. I can't remember when he's coming back. I think he's actually going to be there for Thanksgiving.
Wow, nice. So you got a job.
Yeah.
Because we don't actually hire. I mean, we can refer and we can recommend, but we don't actually do the hiring.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So we're just employees.
That we are.
But other than that, Glow Party is one of Bunny's favorites. But again, No Swimsuit. Oh, and we set up a 360 photo booth, but it was raining.
Yeah.
And we impromptu, we had a party down at the Prude Pool. And Mark was playing video music, mm-hmm. so we set the 360 photo booth, and we did like 26 or 27 mm-hmm. videos, because no one really knew it was down there.
No.
We just, at the very last minute, within like 30 minutes before, we said, we can do it here.
You know, I think had we been able to set up for it during Glow Party, we would have beat our record on how many people we've done videos of.
But I think it's almost 50 in 1 hour. Because we only set it up for 1 hour.
But the fact is it had poured and poured.
And the ground was wet. We were afraid people would get up and slip on the
platform. Yeah, because it's not a very big platform, really. No.
And the reason why we only do it for 1 hour is because at Hedonism, it's all-inclusive. Not only do you get all the food at all the restaurants and the grills, it's all-inclusive with alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and people are enjoying the stage show, and we do the booth from 10 to 11, because after the stage show ends, people start hitting that bar, and we realized drunk people, while we want to cater to everyone, there are limits to...
How much you can do.
How much I can take when someone... I got a line of people.
How much you can take.
Well, we got a line of people, and
when people have been drinking, they're not comprehending.
And I'm not at their level.
Very true.
So I it's not an upset thing. It's just that we want to make sure everyone's safe. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure our equipment is safe. So we tear it down. And then that way me and Bunny can enjoy the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that, like I said, that's my favorite.
Right.
And so, no, it's definitely a lot of fun. We have fun taking videos, but Eventually, when my back starts feeling better, I'll be the fool out there dancing when they play Sandstorm by Drude. Anything techno, because that's all I can dance to because I don't have any rhythm.
Now, the one thing was I got to relax in the morning because Bunny had to go to rehearsals every morning at 9:30.
No, 10. 9:30 the first day.
So I got to just chill in the air-conditioned room. And
yes, and our air conditioning actually worked this time.
Yep, it was cold. And what they do is they'll do a final video of the performance, and then they send me the video, and I put it up on YouTube, but it's not open to the public, and I share it to just the girls so they can keep watching it. So that, and I'll tell you what, this year, because we did that, and those videos were viewed quite a bit,
yeah,
the performance this year was really good.
Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about? They had it down day one.
Right, but I watched all the views on the YouTube. Yeah. So they were watching it during the week, all week long, because you could tell.
Right, right. Because day number two, let's see here, first rehearsal was on Monday.
Right.
Then they do the catamaran. They came back on Wednesday. Winston was late coming to rehearsal, so we started without him. They already had it all down.
Good.
Completely down.
So, yeah, the girls on No Swimsuit do a rehearsal every day because on Friday night, even though all the votes have been cast and everything, and we're going to announce a winner by, what, 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
At 8 o'clock, they start the stage show, and that's where we got multiple people going up and entertaining the audience and talking about that week and the past and the future and everything. And then the girls come out and do that stage show. And then we, then they come out and they do the question.
Yeah.
They come out and do a nude question.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all line up. I wanted to get a picture of all of them in their gowns so that way I could post it because it didn't work out that way. So when they're all nude, if I post it and blur out, somebody's going to complain.
It's still going to get hit.
And
yeah, we still
I get a little ding.
Yeah.
And I try not to do that. But we can post that on noswimsuit.com. Mm-hmm. And it will be.
Yeah. That it will be. Yeah, because you know what? We are actually redesigning our website, too. So everything is going to be new and fresh out there pretty soon.
Yep.
And lots of links.
That's a secret. Oh.
Can I go back and erase that?
No. Go ahead.
Oh, well,
we don't erase nothing. We're
true.
Unscripted. It's start to finish.
Well,
you get our flubs.
38 minutes in, so no one's going to watch it that far.
If you watch it that far, put flub in the comments.
There you go. There you go.
Bunny flubbed up.
Oh. What do I always do? Flub up.
Flub up. So, what else? Anything?
No. Just, you know, if you guys want to book with us, if you want to have a lots and lots of fun, give us a call. I can get
the
you
phone
booked.
Numbers right
there.
I got to figure it out. Right
it's
there.
It's right there. Oh,
no, you got to see her
oh,
hand.
I gotta
nope,
go.
See it's on that
oh,
side.
Oh, it's opposite.
It's backwards.
It's backwards. Yeah. Okay.
That's why I'm always doing it wrong. But call us, 800-285-0853, and check it out. You can even, not that one. That one.
Yes.
If you're watching, if you're on podcast, sorry, there is a screen up of mine and Bunny's cartoon character with Tom Strip's 800-285-0853. You can book your travel directly with Bunny.
Yes. And just a reminder that hedonism is no longer a place that you can just book at the spur of the moment.
Oh, you're going to book. I was talking to Harry about it.
It's gone crazy.
4 or 5 months out. It's sold out.
I mean, we're sitting here right now at March 17th. We have a trip June 15th through the 22nd.
We had a friend contact us yesterday. We had rooms
He had a room and he gave it up.
Well, but then he called before we left and he said that he may go. He had to wait to figure out financial because rooms were doing full at that time. And he goes, can we keep an eye out in the room? Well, there's no keeping an eye out. Call us when you want it, and because we can't hold nothing.
No.
And he reached out to us yesterday, and unfortunately, but when he first reached out to us, there were 6 rooms available in the cheapest category.
Mm-hmm.
And but I get it. He wanted to make sure he could pay for it.
Correct.
And he was waiting for bonus.
But also, too, the other thing is like for our week in October, I already have a list of
waiting list.
So, yeah, just because an event.
Is that bi-week?
That is bi-week.
Yeah. That's
for our single rooms.
Yeah. Singles, they only allow 20 single, mm-hmm. whether it's female or male, right?
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify, Bunny's more the travel agent. Only 20 singles. But we do have, at this very moment, out of 280-some rooms, 20 rooms left.
Yes.
And they're in the cheaper categories.
They are.
Because everyone wants the ocean view and the premiums and the jacuzzi. But if you want a premium or jacuzzi, you have to book what we have available in the cheapest category, because there is now a waiting list for a premium room, and people do cancel.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in order to get the premium room, the people who booked and showed loyalty on that booking early will get the rewards.
So definitely, if you want to go to bi-week, October 5th through the 12th, you better be calling us this week.
Yeah, because you just booked another one today.
No, I've got 3 I have to put in.
Oh, my God.
So they're going like wildfire. Like I said, this is March 17th. And we figure that these rooms are going to be gone by the 1st of April.
Yeah, in the next week.
And then everybody will go on a waiting list.
And then we're going to get all the pissed off calls.
Cancellations.
So, yeah, if you want to go by week, October 5th through the 12th, you got to call Bunny at 800-285-0853.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make a commitment to reserve your room, because if you delay, the next day there may not be any rooms.
No, and you know what? We got some really great ones coming up in September. Tom and I will be there for our Sunny Buns September 28th through October 5th. Those ones, we do have rooms available. Not very many, but that one obviously will sell out real quick too. But definitely, if you want to go with us, that's going to be the next time we have availability that we're going.
Yeah, because we're going April, June, and then September.
And April and June are both already sold out.
Yep.
So, yes, rooms go very, very fast. And if, you know, years ago you used to be able to call and say, hey, I want to go to Hedo next month. Oh, sure, we'll get you. No.
Right.
Unfortunately, I mean, it's good for us. It's good for Hedo, but it's not good for you guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. So, this was part 2 of 2.
Yes.
We did stay at Royalton for 4 days. Next video, we'll talk about our stay there. I overdosed myself on sugar. I'm diabetic. I got my little meter there. And they served a pineapple drink that it felt like you were eating a freaking pineapple, and I couldn't stop drinking them.
No.
I didn't even get heartburn. I was just sucking those suckers down.
Didn't even think. He was like, I'm not drunk. I honestly wasn't drunk, but he just like, whew.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll talk about that.
Yep.
Diabetic in the pineapple world.
Drinking pineapple juice.
Don't. What not to do.
Right.
At an all-inclusive resort.
In Jamaica.
All right. So we're going to cut this in. Just so you know, all of our videos are on podcast, except for our little short promotional videos. And all of our podcasts are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to it in your car. You can watch it, whatever you want to do. We do appreciate the comments, the feedback, not the negative ones. We delete and block those, so don't even waste your time.
No.
It might be up for a few hours, could be up for a week or two, but you will be dealt with, like deleted, blocked. We're just trying to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're trying to make things easier on you, too.
Yes. So until next time, if you have any questions or want us to talk about something, definitely make a comment. We do read the comments.
Well, you do.
I do. I do before, and then I tell Bunny the good ones.
Yeah.
So anyway, until next time.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.